Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, Blog Talk Radio. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. And today's broadcast, I haven't been out here in a while, but I want to talk about the coronavirus and the plagues of the Bible. The coronavirus and the plagues of the Bible. Now, we know they're coming. Just to give you an update, the scripture talks about the plagues that will come in the last days. So we know they're coming. We know they came in Moses' day. We know they're going to come in our day. But they always come when you least expect them. When you least expect them. So the coronavirus, me personally, I haven't gotten any dreams or visions about the coronavirus yet. I know people are going to die, but again, I haven't gotten any visions yet. So I can't really tell you much about the coronavirus as of yet, but I would say, you know, kind of scale back how much you go in public unless your job deals with the public. Make sure you're drinking orange juice every day. Make sure you're praying for health every day, rebuking spirits of infirmity in the power of the true Most High God. Eating healthy, exercising. Anything with vitamin C, anything with vitamin D, anything with vitamin E, anything with omega fish oil, you should be doing. You say, well, you're thinking like the world. No, all of these things were created by the Most High. Everything that the earth needs to survive and to be in good health is in the earth. He gave us everything. These people that's telling you there is no God didn't give you anything. He gave us everything. The Bible says he gives us all things pertaining to life and godliness. You know, so you shouldn't be living by fear, though. You should continue to try to be as rich as you can. Don't let these preachers tell you only to work one job and bring all this money and you bring the money to the church that you want to bring to the church. Because remember, that same Bible that they're quoting that tells you to give, tells you to not to give out of necessity. Your household comes first. And my next broadcast, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. You know, I'm going to try to go premium because, you know, for some reason, I need more time to get out these truths about the scripture and about this life that we're living. So I'm going to go premium, and hopefully you guys can latch on and start to support. The more you support, the more I can do in this earth as a representative for the true God of the universe. But the coronavirus, you know, for all we know, we could already had it. Some of us. I had the flu, and it's like, it took like 8 weeks to get over this flu. I've never dealt with a sickness that battled me to this point. And I've never had a sickness where I just couldn't get up. Like, I was just weak. I was in the bed like 2 or 3 days. I lost 14 pounds. And I had the cough for 8 weeks. So as far as that's concerned, shoot, we don't know. Some of us could have already beat that thing. But we got to, you know, we got to focus more on our health and, you know, stop relying on people, me, other people, to get all of your knowledge. You should be doing research, and we should only be confirming things that the Most High is already showing you. So I want to, let me see if I, you know, can pull up this revelation. New internet. I like to read from the the New American Standard Bible. So just give me a second here, and let me pull this up. Give me 1 second. So we should never be fearing death. We should never worry about death. All day long, we should be communicating with the Most High and praying to Him that He will keep our souls in His hand all day long. So, you know, this is what we should be doing every day, all day. Okay, so New American Standard, Revelation 15. It says, then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels who had seven plagues, which are the last, because in them the wrath of God is finished. And I saw something like a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had been victorious over the beast and his image and the number of his name standing on the sea of glass, holding harps of God. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works. Oh, well, I normally don't use that word, the L word. I'll just say, oh, Most High God, the Almighty, righteous and true are your ways. King of the nations, who will not fear, O Most High, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. So you need to, this is what you need to be focused on. If you're not a believer, you should be focused on repenting, not the coronavirus. You should be focusing on repenting. Because first of all, if you have not made your peace with the Most High through repentance, through asking for forgiveness, through telling Him that, you know, you be specific, whatever the truth is, I want to believe it. I want to accept it. Put the truth in my heart that I may be saved from your plagues. Because let me tell you something. People in this earth, the Bible says evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So I listen to practically people talk on practically any subject, but I'm going to have my filter on because I'm not going to accept anything that's not the truth, regardless of what the subject is. And some things are controversial. Some people use profanity. But if they're telling the truth, I'm going to filter out the false in what they say. And if they have a high level of truth, I'll continue to listen to them. See, y'all problem, y'all getting all y'all information from pastors. So whatever his knowledge level is, your knowledge level is going to be below that. So if he has a limited level of knowledge, your knowledge is going to be limited. So you should be doing your own research. Don't never let your wife, your husband, your kids, grandmother, or anybody else get guilt trip you. Build your self-esteem up. Do your own research. Seek out the truth in everything. Don't just every time they say, oh, H1N1, Ebola. Now you, oh my gosh, oh, but then you, the sin is high though. You getting smashed in sex. Some of y'all are doing illegal drugs. Got all type of stuff going on. But yet, oh, coronavirus. Yeah, you should be fearing death. But no believer should be fearing death, and no believer should be wanting death either, though. The Most High wants us to live our lives to the fullest with Him in the forefront, glorifying Him, representing Him while we live our lives. Don't stop pursuing. You poor right now, and because of the coronavirus, you're not trying to get more wealthy. Let me tell you something. The Bible makes it clear. I can show you line upon line that there's nothing wrong with wealth. It's how you live your life. It's how you get it. It's the factors that are tied to that wealth to make it wrong or right. Wealth itself is not wrong. It's not wrong for you to be going back to college. Take it from me. Yeah. Yeah, if you feel called to preach, then preach. But count up that cost, especially if you have a family. Your kids should not be starving to talk to these crazy people who ain't going to listen, half of them anyway. Should nobody in your house be going without for you to talk? Because the Most High going to measure your heart anyway before he measures your actions. Your actions are going to be measured too, but he's going to measure your heart. So don't be living this defeated life thing, and you got this, what I like to call a dominatrix salvation. Oh, whip me, God. Whip me, Jesus. Whip me. You only expect the Most High to punish you and to afflict you. And remember, as a man thinking, so is he. So you should be prepared, like mind made up, that I'm going to love the Most High no matter what I experience, and go and try to have good experiences. Some of y'all are limiting yourself because y'all are too, there it is, the plague, seventh plague, there it is. No, you should be living your life. You should be trying to get the best out of life, the most out of life. And when it comes, you be like, there it is. Instead of there it is and excitement, you should be like, there it is. And start praying more and start reading the scripture more and adjust your life then when it happens. See, you don't know how this corona, this could be them trying to come against Trump and make Trump look, because you know the Democrats, they love to sling mud. This could be the Democrats coming at Trump. This could be Trump going after China. This could be China going after Trump. We don't know what this is, and usually when I don't get much from the Most High about something, then, you know, I don't worry about it. But I had a vision that they are going to put chemicals and things into popular foods, drinks, and they're already doing it, but they're going to do it to another measure. In the dream, I worked at the factory that was producing a chemical that was making people more violent, making them more, it was kind of like a bird box thing. And in the dream, it was a particular sandwich that's popular. In the dream, it was that. And they said, well, we're going to demonstrate by putting it in that. So in the dream, they put it in a particular sandwich, and the people that worked in the factory, they were raping each other. It was all type of a sexual sin going on. It didn't matter the sex either. They were physically violent, trying to beat each other to death. People were trying to drive cars, and they didn't know how to drive anymore because it had altered their brain. And I don't want to come out with everything in this dream and vision on Blog Talk, but, you know, real soon I'll be moving, and I'll be doing a little more in regards to these types of things, like, but I don't want to just reveal too much right now. You know, the time will be right in the future to reveal these things. So what I wanted to do, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that coronavirus and how you should be washing your hands in very warm water anyways. Take your time. Fully wash your hands. When you open doors, open it in a spot that you don't think people are touching. Like, sometimes I'll push the door open with my elbow, with the elbow of my coat or something, or I'll grab a napkin and open the door. Because we shouldn't be trusting each other to the point where we're not protecting ourselves from sickness and disease. You should always protect yourself from sickness and disease. Always. So just know that those plagues are coming whether you want them to or not. Every now and then, I'll still debate somebody. But you can't change my mind. I know that God exists. I know that God is the truth. I know there is a Most High God, and that Most High God is the one who created all of this. He created this earth where we live in. He created the planets and lined them up. It's almost like he was designing his own house. He created the universe we live in, whether you want to believe it or not. Who cares what you believe? I have researched these things. So what I've researched and found to be true, what you think don't matter. You can't change my mind. You can make yourself as an enemy, but you can't change my mind. There is a God, and this God that I believe in is the God that created all these things. And you can't change my mind about it. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. And I want to tell y'all something. Go to work and work. Don't be at work talking about God. You tell anybody, even other believers, you want to talk about this, we can talk about this at the gas station. We can talk about this at the restaurant. We can talk about this at church. But understand that if you're there to do that job and you preaching and witnessing is not in your job description, then just do your job. I used to be the type try to witness all day to everybody, just always talking. And remember, the Bible says, rebuke a fool and he will hate you. So you get to talking too much about that at work or to the wrong people, you're going to have a problem anyways. You're going to make it hard for yourself. Get that money. You're going to need it. You're going to need it for your luxury items that bring you earthly comfort. You're going to need it for those physical items. You're going to need it if they really do come out and really do try to depopulate with this coronavirus. Because any virus that becomes a pandemic or an epidemic proportions, you know that it was created by man and the Most High allowed it to do what it does. Because judgments are coming. You got all these arrogant people. You got these dudes that think they all that because of what they got, because of how they look or how they have sex with women. You got women who are vain in their appearance, thinking they better than this person, better than that person. Judgment is coming. It's coming. But instead of fearing it, and instead of being a fear monger, not living your life, not preparing for your kids in case it don't happen for another 60 years, just continue living and be an adjuster. Be one of them people who can bounce back when it happens or who can adjust. But all that little in public witnessing, all that little bullhorn stuff, I'll invite you. And when you come, if you show the character of a person who wants to learn, then I'll teach you more. But other than that, I have gotten revelation on the witnessing and how we are to do it. And I'm going to talk about all these things in the coming days. But this is Prophet David Howard Jr., the Truth or Consequences broadcast. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, make sure you play this for other people. Because I don't know if my videos and my podcasts are not being recommended or what the deal is, but I'm not hearing back from enough of you. So make sure you're communicating and supporting this work. Thanks for listening. Be tuning in for future broadcasts.